7:21. Well, the bloggers. Yes, you know who they are. Well, I have a very special blogger as my next guest here this morning. I was talking about Dr. Diana Sheets just a few moments ago, and she is a political commentator and professional blogger. And, you know, you listen to all of us during a presidential campaign. You listen to this, you listen to this, you listen to this analyst. What was it? What was the particular thing that really swayed voters in this year's presidential election? Dr. Sheets, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you, Brad?
Well, I'm fine, and you are a professional blogger. You're the first professional blogger that I've ever met.
Okay. Well.
What was it? Now, you know, you talk, I mean, we were all of us radio talk show hosts talking about this, talking about that. Our listeners were involved in the campaign right across this this country. But it wasn't the analysis, was it?
No, I think that really it was the economy that was really driving how voters responded in this election.
What about the emotion?
Well, the emotion. The emotion really drives how people vote, and in this case, the emotion that was driving the election was fear for their jobs and for their economic future and how they would fare. And so, overall, that's really the factor that influenced how people voted.
Were you surprised, Dr. Sheets? Now, here is a state senator from Illinois, and then he was elected to the United States Senate. Didn't even serve a full six-year term, and kind of out of nowhere. I mean, up against somebody who they were just waiting for the crowning of the queen, Hillary Rodham Clinton, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, and he wins big in the Electoral College and in the popular vote. How do you figure it?
Well, look, he's a very smart man, and he had a very smart Democratic machine behind him. You know, he had the Chicago Democratic machine that was working for him, and he really used that very effectively. And they looked at, you know, the results of the last several elections and the power strategy of the Republican Party, and they used those methods in this election. And they use them very effectively. But without the economy, it's not clear to me that Barack Obama would have won. You know, up until the middle of September, they were dead even, McCain and Obama. And when the economy surfaced as the big issue, and it did in the middle of September, and it never left after that, it just got worse and worse, well, then voters responded.
You know, Dr. Sheets, I think that the Republican Party made a huge mistake by not nominating Mitt Romney, who saved the Olympics. As far as an economist, I mean, he knows the economy. Do you think that he would have been a better candidate than Senator McCain?
Well, Mitt Romney is very, very smart, and I certainly think he'll be a major contender the next time the Republicans run. The question I really have is whether, and certainly one of the big factors in how voters voted was age, and McCain's age really, really hurt him. I don't think anything would have gotten a Republican victory this time around. I think, voters want to vote against the prevailing government that's in power, and any Republican who had run would have been associated with that. But certainly Mitt Romney is a very, very smart guy, and he's going to be around and will be contending. The problem, I think, with candidates is that he really did not come across in a way that was emotionally engaging for voters. I mean, I think actually Huckabee came across perhaps the best of all the candidates that were running in terms of comfortable in front of the camera, comfortable speaking to Americans, and being able to emotionally engage Americans, even though Mitt Romney, I think, probably was the most qualified candidate.
Dr. Diana Sheets, professional blogger and commentator, my special guest, kind of looking back at the election. Do you believe, I have a feeling about speaking about presenting yourself. And there is no question, whether you agree with his politics or not, that President-elect Obama could really, he had that preacher's cadence. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Well, he really does. And, of course, I think if you, you know, if you follow the African-American political tradition, it's really coming a lot from the strength of their beliefs and the rhetoric that they practice in church. And Obama really is a master at speaking in front of large audiences. And he knows how to get his message across. And not only that, he backed it up technically by using the Internet and reaching out to the young demographic of those voters who were under 45, who are really hungering to identify with a candidate.
And if you look at, you know, you analyze the voting, they were the ones.
They were the ones, and let's not underestimate African Americans who really came to the polls in a very significant way. And I think the figures were something like, 95% of African Americans voted for Obama versus only 4% for McCain.
Well, that there's no question, and that had a lot to do with pride and everything else. I mean, that talk about emotion.
And also, let's not discount the Hispanic vote. If McCain had been able to work that in his favor, that would have helped tremendously. But as it was, Hispanics voted about 66% for Obama, and only 31% for McCain.
So, what do you think about the Republican Party? You know, when you take a look, you mentioned age. My gosh, Ronald Reagan was elected at the age of 69.
Yes,
and then he won 4 years. After that, and he was in his 70s. So, I mean, does age really? It didn't matter with Reagan.
Well, in this election, it really mattered. It profoundly affected how people voted. Let's face it, Ronald Reagan was a personal genius at communicating. He had gotten his career, of course, in movies, and he knew how to use media in his favor. That was something McCain was never particularly good at. And I think that factor plus age plus the economy was the final thing that drove voters to Obama. And let's face it, the Obama campaign was meticulously conducted, and Obama really, really knew how to present himself to audiences. So all of that, and he made no major mistakes. And all of those factors really influenced the electorate.
Well, again, I thank you so much. First time that we have met on the radio, Dr. Sheets, but... I try to get opinions from everybody. It certainly is quite a political story, whether you agree politically or not. It's quite a story for the United States of America. Thank you for being with me this morning.
Thank you very much, Brad.
You bet. Dr. Diana Sheets, who is a professional blogger and commentator.